This shir is dedicated to Ilui Nishmas of Chaim Yisrochel ben Yechiel Zeidel Dov. He should be a Meretz Yosha for his family. They should only know Nachas and Simcha. It is also dedicated to Ilui Nishmas of Leah Bas Reb Yaakov, a very special woman. This week is her Yahrzeit. She should be a Meretz Yosha for her beautiful family, the Eisenberg family. And they should only know Nachas and Simcha L'Olam Voed. The topic we will be discussing today is in Yona D'Yoma. We are approaching the Yomim Neiroim, the first of which is Rosh Hashanah. So the sugya we will be dealing today is the sugya of Malchi Zechroin and Shoifres. Also because it's a fascinating halachic issue, but it also captures the spirit of Elul, the spirit of the Yomim Neiroim. So besides the mitzvah of Tkiyah Shofar, which definitely is a mitzvah d'oraisa, Yom Teruah Yeluchem, we learn in a big sugya, Rosh Hashanah Daf Lamed Beis Amud Aleph, and once again Daf Lamed Daled, we also say psukim and brochas of Malchias Zechroinois Shofaris. Omer HaKodesh Baruch Hu Yisrael, limru lefanai Malchias shekedei shetamnechuni aleichem. Imre Rafuna Zechroinis Kadesh Yale, Zichrunchem Lefanai Letoivo, Bameh Bishoifel. So we do see from this Gemara that there is some kind of a connection, an association between Shoifer and Malchia Zechroinis Shoifers. We will examine and explore the nature of this Kesher. But the first question we ask is this the Urais or the Rabbonon? Our saying the brochas and the psukim of Malchi Zechron and Shoifas, is that the Urais or the Rabbon? And on one hand, Rosh Hashanah Lamed Beis, the Gemara Darshins from psukim, how do we know that one should say Malchi Zechron and Shoifas? Well, many places in Shas and the Rishonim we learn what seems to be a drosha is an asmachta, not always is it minatoira. But the Losho, in the formulation, Omer HaKodesh Baruch Hu L'Yisroel, Imre Lefon HaMalchio, it seems to indicate that it's Men HaTorah. There's also a passage in the Gemara, Lamed Beis Amud Aleph. There's one opinion in the Mishnah that when you say Malchias, you don't blow the Shofar, and the Gemara asks, Emeinoi Tokeya, Lama Omer Malchios? And the Gemara says, Lama Mazkir, Rachmona Omer Idkar. This formulation, Rachmona Omar Ilkar, once again seems to indicate that it's Men HaTorah. But on the other hand, it's a Gemara Mefreshes, the Flamed Aleph Amud Beis. If a person is in a situation, if he goes to one place, they blow the shofar, but they don't say the brochas. If he goes left in the other direction, he'll get to a shul in which there is the brochas, but they don't have a shofar. So what has precedent? Which of the two should he prefer? And the Gemara says, definitely the place they blow shofar, because they're the Oraisa. This is Men HaTorah, and this is Men HaRabbanan. So we do have a clear Gemara. Not only the shyness, not only the formulation of a Ma'amar Chazal, but a clear-cut halacha, clearly stating, Tkiyah shofar is Men HaTorah, while Malchi Zechron shofar is only Men HaRabbanan. So there seems to be some argumentation between the Rishonim. The Ramban, I think it's the few dollars in the Dapim of the Rif and Masechet Rosh Hashanah, when the Ramban brings the Gemara Rosh Hashanah Tezayin, Omer HaKodesh Baruch Hu Yisrael, Tiku Lefona B'Shofar Shalayel, Kedei Shezkor Lachem Eloi Shel Yitzchok Ben Avraham, V'Amal Ani Aleichem Kilu Akadetem Es Atzmachem, the Ramban says that this Loshon, Omer HaKodesh Baruch Hu Yisrael, doesn't necessarily mean that it's Men HaTorah, it could be the Rabbanon. V'horai, the Ramban proves his point that Omer HaKodesh Baruch Hu Yisrael is a formulation that Chazal used even by a mitzvah Rabbanon from our Gemara. Rachmona, Omer HaKodesh Baruch Hu Yisrael, Imre Lefon HaMalchios, even though it's only Men HaRabbanon. So the Ramban seems to clearly state, Malchias Zechron Shofres is Men HaRabbanon. The Balamor there on the spot writes that it's ner in kishel Torah, given the asmechu akro. And it isn't very clear what is the halachic implication of ner in kishel Torah. But there's a fascinating ritual. And at the other half of today's shiur, I want to elaborate a bit on the ritual. The ritual says, even though Malchi is a chroni shofar, it says medrabanon, but it's an asmachta. And an asmachta has greater significance. It's not like any other tkonis chachomam or divrei soifrim. The ritual says, when we find the concept of asmachta in Chazal, it means that Chazal determined that this is the kavana of the pasuk. This is what the pasuk means, and this is what HaKadosh Baruch Hu meant when he gave us these psukim in the Torah. Asmachta is not something superficial. That Chazal were metakan atakona, goyzer agzera, and they, in an artificial way, found something on which they could base upon in the Torah. That is the interpretation of Chazal, of Rotzen Hashem, expressed in the Torah. And anybody that says that Chasmachta is only lesemona b'yal mezudas minus, very harsh expression. But we will examine this concept of an Asmachta later on. Let's first of all clarify, what is the significance of Malchi Zechroni Shofes? So the Ritva says, it is above and beyond standard divrei soferim because it is an asmachta. If I would have my say, and sometimes I apologize and I say, if I would live 800 years ago, this is what I would say. But I'm fully aware that I'm living now and not 800 years ago, so there's not much I can do about it. But la'anias daiti, if I would have my say, I would say, Malchi Zechroni Shofes is min haTorah. That is what is mashma from the lashon of the Gemara. Amar Hakadosh Baruch Hu Yisrael Emru Lefanai Malchiyot VeZichronot B'Mei B'Shofar. That is what's mashma from the lashon of the Gemara. Rachmona Omer Idkar. After all, Chazal Darshan and Beis Malchi Zichron Shofar Sam Psukim. On the other hand, the Gemara says a person should go to where they blow shofar because it's min haTorah, and the other place where they only say the brochas is midrabanan. So I would suggest this type of interpretation. Malchi Zechroni Shofes is min haTorah only where they blow shofar. And the essence of Malchi Zechroni Shofes is to accompany Tkiyas Shofar. It is part of the mitzvah of shofar. That is what Chazal stress when they say, Omer HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yisrael, Imre Lefon HaMalchi Yis Kedesh Etam Lachuni Alechem, Imre Lefon HaZechroni Yis Kedesh Yala Zechroni Lechem Lefonai. And then we have the punchline, Bameh B'Shofar. So when we blow the shofar, it is a mitzvah d'oraisa to accompany the shofar with Malchi Zechroni Shofes. However, it's not ma'akev, but it's still min haTorah. But if there is no shofar, then Malchi Zechroni Shofes is not min haTorah. Then it is a part of the nusach of Tfilas HaMusaf. Tfilas HaMusaf is midrabanan. Its formulation is definitely midrabanan. So Malchi Zechroni Shofes is also midrabanan. So when we have an option, either going to a place where they blow the shofar, they don't say the brochas, or another place where they say the brochas and they don't blow shofar, shofar has precedence. Because brochas without shofar is midrabanan. Brochas with shofar is min haTorah. That is what Chazal stress when they say bameh b'shofar. But we do not find a basis for this interpretation in the Rishonim, so naturally, but ludati. So the Rishonim maintain Malchi Zechroni Shofes is not min haTorah, but according to the Ritva, it has great significance and great weight because it's an asmachta. What is the nature of the kesher, the association, the relationship between Malchi Zechroni Shofes and Tkiyas Shofar? Ma ikar v'ma tofer. We could offer two different approaches. One is, Kodesh Baruch Hu gave us a mitzvah of shofar. But what is the essence of shofar? What is the motive? Malchus Zechroinus Shofres, and therefore, when we blow the shofar, we should accompany the shofar with the brochas and psukum of Malchus Zechroinus Shofres. One could suggest a totally different approach. The mitzvah of shofar, we were already mekayim with Tkiyas D'Me'yushev. Before davening, we say the brocha, we blow the shofar. we blow the shofar once again in Chazoras HaShatz, Malchus Zichron Shofars. The second set of Tkiyah Shofar is Tofel to the Brochas. And the essence of Tkiyah Demu'umad is to accompany the Tfilis, the Bakoshes, the Brochas of Malchus Zichron Shofars. This is actually a big machloikis in Rishon. And the machloikis is regarding a specific halacha. Is a person entitled to talk between Tkiyas the Meyushev and Tkiyas the Me'umid? If he did talk, what is the halacha? Does he have to say the brochas again or not? Shalosh machloikis bedavar, as we find in the Bisyos of Simentov, Kuf Tzadik Beis. Rabbeinu Simcha, quoted in the Mordechai, brought in the Beis Yosef, maintains, if a person was mafsik b'dibbe between Tkiyas the Meyushev and Tkiyas the Me'umid, he has to say the brochas again. On the other extreme, the shit of Tosis Rid is, even l'chatchil, a person could talk and be mafsik between Tkiyas the Meyushev and Tkiyas the Me'umid. Between them, the Rambam. Peregim Aloha Yud Aleph of Hilchos Shofar, the Rambam says a person should not be mafsik. But if he was mafsik, he does not have to say the brochas again, and that is also the psak of the Shulchan Aruch Tov Kuf Tzadik Beis Siv Gimel. What is the basis of this machloikis? I think it is a fundamental machloikis, understanding the nature of Shofar and Malchus Zichron Shofars, the combination of the two. Rabbeinu Simcha maintains Ikar Mitzvah Shofar is the second set. The Shofar that we say in Tfilas Amida with the Brochas of Malchus Zichron Shofars. And when the Gemara says on Shona Tazayin, Lama Toikin Vemarin Kishem Yoishv and Choizem Toikin Vemarin Kishem Oimdem Kedel Arbe Vesasotan, that means that the first set is Kedel Arbe Vesasotan. It is not the Ikar Mitzvah of Shofar. And therefore, when we say the Brocha of Shofar, our Ikar Kavona is the Tkiyah Shofar of Malchus Zichron Shofars. And therefore, if a person was Mafsik B'dibur, he has to say the Brocha again. And this understanding also has a basis in Tosis Psochim Kuf Tes Vav. Because in Psochim Kuf Tes Vav, Tosis explains, why do we say a Brocha before the first set, before Tkiyah the Meyushev? Tosis says, it's the same as the Gemara says in Psochem Kuf Tesvav, a person only has morar, he has no other vegetable. So he has to eat morar by karpas, and then eat morar once again for mitzvah morar. And there's a machloikis of Hineh v'Rav Chisda, la'alocha kaimalon, that he says, berchas morar before eating karpas, even though that's not the ikar mitzvah morar. Le'acha shemile kreise choyze v'mavorech. Tosis says the same rule applies to Tkiyas the Meyushev and Tkiyas the Me'umid. We should actually be saying the Brocha of Shofar before Tkiyas the Me'umid, Malchus Zichron Shofars, because that's the Ikar Mitzvah of Shofar. The reason we say the Brocha earlier before Tkiyas the Meyushev, which are only La'arbe V'Sasotin, is the Svar of La'acha Shemile Kleisei Choyze V'Mavorech. So that's the opinion of Rabbeinu Simcha. Tosis Rid is on the other extreme. His opinion is, Tkiyas the Meyushev are the real thing. Those are L'shem Mitzvah Shofar. And when we say the Brocha applies to Tkiyas the Meyushev. Tkiyas the Me'umid are no longer essentially the Mitzvah of Tkiyas Shofar, but rather part of Tfilas HaMusaf. They accompany the Brochas of Malchus Zichron Shofars. And therefore, the Birchas HaShofar has nothing to do with Kiyas the Me'umad. And even L'chatchila, a person could talk after finishing Tkiyas the Meyushev. So Rabbeinu Simcha and the Tosis Rid are the two different approaches to the relationship between Malchus Zichron Shofars and Tkiyas Shofar. According to Tosis Rid, the Ikar is the Malchus Zichron Shofars. With Mitzvah Shofar, we are through with Tkiyas the Miyushav, first set, the Tkiyas of Chazoras HaShatz, and according to the Minhag HaChassidim, Tefillah Salachas are only part of Tefillah and Malchus Zechoyin Shofes. According to Rabbeinu Simcha, which is also obvious in Tosis, I quoted in Pesuchim Kuf Tezvav, the Ikar Mitzvah Shofar is Malchus Zechoyin Shofes. So it's quite obvious that Malchus Zechoyin Shofes accompanied Koyas Shofar. Lahalacha Nifsak B'Shulchan Aruch Kishitas HaRambam, somewhat of a compromise. And I think that Rambam's opinion is Ikar Mitzvah Shofar, Malchus Zechoyin Shofes. And the brachas accompany the shofar. The brachas are a tuffel to the shofar. However, because we were yoitze, mitzvah d'oraisa of tkiyas shofar with tkiyas the miyushav, we do not say the brocha again. Even though we say a brocha on a mitzvah d'rabbonon, ner chanukah yochiach, mikra megillah machiach, the gemara shabbos chof gimel, heichen tzivonu meloisoso, right. But we do not say a brocha on a tosefes d'rabbonon after we were mekayim the same mitzvah min haTorah. And therefore, after we were tekei tkiyas the miyushav, and we were yotzi the tkiyas shofar min haTorah, even though we still have to be tekei shofar once again, tkiyas the moma, they'll say the malchus zechoyin shofes, we are not required to say a brocha on those tkiyas. The Baal HaMor has an extremely interesting and novel approach to this sugya. The Rabbanu at the end of Masechet Rosh Hashanah says that Tkiyas the Miyushav are not what we call Tkiyas the Miyushav. Tkiyas the Miyushav are Shemoyne Esra. What are Tkiyas the Momad? B'yamei Kedem, the minig was that they blow 30 koilas, Shloshim koilas, because also shats. Those were defined Tkiyas the Miyushav because only the Shliach Tzibah has to stand. The entire congregation, they were all sitting. It's a long Shemayin Esa. After Tfilas Amida, they blew once again, either to be Mashlam Mea Koilis, or for whatever reason, that was called Tkiyas the Ma'umad because after finishing davening, people were on their feet, ready to go, ready to leave the Beis HaMikdash on their way home, and that is why those Tkiyas were called Tkiyas the Ma'umad. What are the tkiyas that we blow before Tfilas HaMusaf? According to the Baal HaMor, that's a relatively new minig. La'achar Chasimas HaTalmud. B'yamei HaGemara, they didn't blow those tkiyas. The first tkiyas we had B'yamei HaGemara was Chazoras HaShatz. Those were defined as tkiyas the Miyushav. It is only La'achar Chasimas HaTalmud that a new minig was accepted. Because of Cholim V'Zekeinim, the elderly, the ill, that cannot really sit through the entire davening, they shouldn't lose out the mitzvah of shofar. A new minig was accepted and instituted, blowing the entire seder of shloshim koilas before tefillas hamusaf. The Baal HaMor goes on a shitosoi with another shocking opinion. B'yamei Chazal, there was no berachas shofar because the brachas of malchus zechoyin shofes are b'mekayim berachas shofar. In the same reasoning, the same rationale, why don't we say Asher Kedushonu b'Maseiseh v'Tzivonu l'Krok Kriya Shema every day? It's a mitzvah d'oraisa. Because we have Berachas Kriya Shema, and there are never a double standard, a double set of brachas. So Berachas Kriya Shema are b'mkom Berachas HaMitzvah. So b'mei Chazal, they didn't say Asher Kedushonu b'Maseiseh v'Tzivonu l'Shmo HaKol Shofar. It was enough when they said the brachas of Malchus Zechoyin Shofes. It was only after this new minig was accepted and they blew Shloshim Koilas before Tfilas HaMusaf, then they started saying the brocha of Malchus Zechoyin Shofes. So according to the Baal HaMor, it is quite clear that essentially, basically, the Ikar Tkiyas of Malchus Zechoyin Shofes, because B'yamei Chazal, that was the first set of Tkiyas, the Tkiyas of Malchus Zechoyin Shofes. Coming back to the Ritva, This is a fascinating discussion, so I want to dedicate a few minutes to elaborate. The Ritva suggests a compromise between the Meshmos that Malka Zichron Shoyvis is Menatoy and the clear Alucha that it's Midrabbonon. The Ritva says Asmachta is somewhat similar to the Uraisa. It is the interpretation of Chachamim L'divrei Haksuvim. And whoever says that it's just a simen, according to the Ritva, that's das minus. However, what the Ritva so harshly rejects as das minus is the interpretation of almost all the commentators, Noisa Kalev Shara Rambam, Kiriya Sefer, the Mamet in his introduction, the Kesef Mishnah and the Radbaz, Pere Gimel Alucha Beis of Hilchas Naziris, and they actually use the formulation of Lesimona al derech siman. They're dealing with the halacha of stam nazira shloshim yom. So the Mabit, Kesef Mishneh at Baz all say that the concept of a smacht is derech siman. But it is not only the Rambam's commentators, Noise Kalev, it's the Rambam himself twice. Moyer Nevuchim Chelek Gimel, Perek Mem Gimel. Maybe even more halachically significant, the Rambam in his Akdomet to Perasha Mishnah. The Rambam writes that Asmachta is Ke'en Siman Lezikoroin. Meaning, in days of yore, B'yamei Kedem, Dvorim Shebachsav Yata Rashayel Omram Balpeh, Dvorim Shebalpeh Yata Rashayel Omram Bechtav. Torah Shebalpeh was once actually Torah Shebalpeh. There's a prohibition to write Torah Shebalpeh. So actually all they learned, the only text they learned, was Torah Neviim Ksuvim. So to enhance the memory of people, how would they possibly remember the vast volume of Torah Shebalpeh? So Chazal saw a benefit to attach the many halachas to psukim to enable and enhance the memory of the multitudes of people. How would we remember all the derabbanans? That is the concept of asmachta, lezikoroin, lesiman. We find the same idea in Tosfos Menachos Tzadik Beis Amud Beis. Asmachta leukme gyrse lesimone. Leukme gyrse lesimone. A slightly different approach, similar but not identical, is in Likutei Maharil, Ot Pei Dalet. The Maharil argues that the concept of asmachta is kedei shelo yavo lezalzel. People shouldn't take the Rabbanans lightly. So the Chachamim were masmach divrayim ala psukim. People should think that it's actually menatoyr. So the Maharil is similar to the Rambam, to Tosfos, to the Rambam's commentaries. That asmacht is actually, in a way, superficial. It is not really the interpretation of the Torah, but rather for the benefit of people, Chazal artificially juxtapose their various chidushim to psukei haTorah. But while the Rambam and Tosfos maintain that it is to enhance Torah knowledge, the Maharil argues it is to enhance Torah observance. I find the Maharil to be a greater chiddush, because, in a way, according to the Maharil, Chazal conveyed an incorrect message that the Rabbonins would seem to be men haTorah. Likutei Maharil is a questionable source. Some Achronim argue that it's not really the Maharil. But nevertheless, as we've seen, many Rishonim maintain that the concept of Asmachta is not really proper interpretation of Rotzen HaTorah and Kavonas HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Kavonas HaMikra, but rather an artificial combination of Mikra and Divrei Chachom. The Maharal, on his own, reaches this conclusion twice, Be'er HaGoyla, Be'er Aleph, and in Gur Arya, Al HaTorah Parshas Yisroel. However, the Ritva is not entirely alone. We do find other sources in the Rishonim which seem to be based on the approach of the Ritva, and I mean primarily Tosfos twice in Shas, Avodah Zarah Chof Beis Amid Beis, and once again Chagigi Yud Ches Amid Aleph regarding Malachas Chol HaMoed. Tosfos says, seems to indicate that Asmachta has a greater degree of Chumra than merely the Rabbonon. Some Achroinim deal with halachic question, a very clear-cut halachic question. We know that Sveike D'Oraisa L'Chumra, Sveike D'Rabbona L'Kula. How do we deal with the suffix Asmachta? So the B'Halacha Simen Reish Samach Gimel and Siv Beis brings in the name of the Prima Godim that Asmachta is Chomer Tveimi D'Rabbonon Ba'alm. Prima Godim and the Mishnah Berurah are dealing with Sholosh Sudas. Even though Sholosh Sudas is Midrabbonon, but Chazal were Masmach on the Psukim in Parshas Haman. So the B'Halacha quotes the Prima Godim that it's Chomer Tvei of the Rabbonon, and that basically is based on the understanding of the Ritva. The Prima Godim, the Psiche Kolelas Chelek Aleph Oschof, writes that there are two different concepts of Asmachta. One concept is Asmachta Gemura, Sveikoi Lechumra, it has a din of a Sveika Dioraisa, and a different level of Asmachta, which is artificial, and it's just like any other Sufik de Rabban. The Prima Godin bases this big Chiddush on the Ra'ah, Bedeka Bayis Shishi. And according to the B'Halacha, this is a matter of argumentation between the Ra'ah and the Rashba. I don't want to get into the depth of this sugya, which is a bit complicated on the spot, but it's just interesting to put before you the various different approaches and sources. There's an interesting maimah we find in the Yerushalmi, and maybe it could be a base av ledivre haritva. Chagig edav zayinu med beizni yushal mechaviv en advorim asmuchim leksav men advorim asmuchim lepe. So we don't have Rishonim on Yerushalmi, and that's a big deficiency. We miss the Rishonim when we learn Yerushalmi. So in Yerushalmi, we have more liberty to interpret the Yerushalmi in Laniz Datenu. So I would say that when the Yerushalmi says chaviv en advorim asmuchim leksav men advorim asmuchim lepe, what's the concept of hasmuchim leksav? Obviously, asmachta. So this might be a base of the divrei ritva. Chibur yaser yesh lo dvom hasmuchim leksav. It's not only a superficial attachment, but rather chibur yaser. On the other hand, there's another Yerushalmi, Masechet Shviyos, Aleph Omed Aleph. I like this formulation, Aleph Omed Aleph. We don't have that very often. In the entire Bavli, we don't have Aleph Omed Aleph, but Yerushalmi we do. So in Shviyos Aleph Omed Aleph, it seems to be clearly indicated that there is no difference between Asmachta and any other Darabbanon. So we do find various sources in Yerushalmi that might have significance regarding this big machloikis. What is the essence of Asmachta, the machloikis between the Ritva and other Rishonim. So we dealt today with the big sugi of Malchias Zechroinois Shoifois. Rosh Hashanah Shnei Ponim La. Rosh Hashanah has two faces. Essentially, Shnei Darkei Avoido. Rabbeinu Sadia Gaon, in his famous list, 10 Tamim of Tkiyas Shofar, The first of the ten is Malchus. When we coronate a king, the coronation of kings, of emperors, they used to blow b'shoifres u'b'chatzchitzitz, which make a tremendous impression upon people. The derech lahamlech melochim is with shoifer. Another one is Zechroinus. Omer HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yisrael, tikal afonu b'shoifer shalal, kedei sheskor lachem me'elu shel Yitzchok ben Avraham. Ma'al ani aleichem, kilu akadetem es atzmechem. Which is the real Rosh Hashanah? Which is the Ikar? Maybe that's a Machlokes Tanuim, Rosh Hashanah Lamed Beis Amud Aleph. We find a Machlokes, where do we say Kiddushas Hayoyim? With Malchias or with Zichroinus? Mekadesh Yisrael V'yoyim HaZikorin. Maybe that's the Machlokes. What is Kiddushas Hayoyim? What is the most fundamental essence of Rosh Hashanah? Is it Malchios or is it Shofars? So what is clear in all our tefillahs? We deal with both. On one hand, Hayom Haras Olam, Melech al Kol Ha'aretz, Mekadesh Yisrael, V'yoyim HaZikorin. Rosh Hashanah is definitely a day of Malchus. But it is also a Yom Mishpat, a Yom Din. Unesan toikiv kedushas hayoyim, kol boi yoylam yavrun lefonecho kibnei moroim. So Malchias and Zechroinus are the two faces, the two different sides, the two different aspects of this magnificent day of Rosh Hashanah. By Tkiya Shofar, we have the Tkiya and the Truo. And I wrote in my Sefer Minchas Rosh Sichos al Moyadim, what seems to be clear to me that the Ikar Mitzvah of Shofar is the Truah, because in the Torah we find Yom Truah Hi Elochem. Torah doesn't mention the Tkiah, but rather the Truah. However, Chazal teach us that every Truah needs a Tkiah Lefoneho and Tkiah La'achareho. So on many occasions I explain that the Truah is a call that conveys Shivroin Leiv, Shiflus Anova, Daga, Eimo. While the Tkiya is a coil of Simcha, of confidence. In Parshas Baloischo, regarding the mitzvah of Chatzaitzis, the Pasuk says, Uviyom Simchatchem, Uvamoyadechem, Uvaroshech, Hatshoichem, Utkatem, Bechatzotzrot. Vayaki Tavo Melchoma al Arzachem, Vahar Oisem. So we have two tkiyas, one before the Truah and one after. What are those two tkiyas about? Libi Yoimeli, one is about Malchus and one is about Zichroinus. The first tkiyah is of Malchus. Before we deal with the Zichroinus and Tshuva and Mishpat, it is all about Malchus. Kodesh Baruch Hu is king. We are his servants. And we are Mamlech. And his kingdom, which is the entire universe. So the first Kiya, starting off with Malchus. If he is king, we are his servants. If we are his servants, we have to serve. And we bear accountability if we did not do so. So the ramification of Malchus is Din and Mishpat. That is the price we pay for Malchus. That is the Truah, the process of Tshuva. Genuch Hagonach, Yelila, Yolam. After we do Tshuva, once again we blow a coil of Simcha, of confidence. And that is the Tkiya of Zichroinus. Just as the Torah explains in Siman Tov Kuf Pei Alef, we are confident that if we do tshuva, Kodesh Baruch Hu is Moichel Vesoleach, Ki Ato Solchan Li Yisrael, Mochalan Leshuvtei Yeshurun. Kodesh Baruch Hu is Aker Lachum V'chanan, מויכל וסלויח, כי לא יחפיץ במויס אמס, כי הם בשובוי, מדרכוי וחי. So after the Truah, we have one more Tkiah of Simcha. Ichlu madanim shtu memtakim shil chomono yislein nochaloi al te'otzvo. Chedves Hashem hi ma'uzchem ki kodesh hayoyim la'adoineinu. So the two Tkiahs, the first is a Tkiah of Malchus, the second is a Tkiah of Zechoinois. With total confidence, Tikolafona b'shoifesh anayel. V'ani eskor lachem elu shel Yitzchok ben Avraham v'mal ani aleichem kilu akadetem es atzmechem. But that is after the Teruah. After the Shivron Leiv of Emes Yoy Medin, of Tshuva Shalem, of Tshuva Tfilo v'tzedoko. It is only then that we blow the horn once again with Simcha, with Betochen that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Moichel v'Soleach. Let's make the most of these magnificent days of Elul in our preparation to the Yomim Neroim. To Malchias, to Zechoinis, and to Shoifas. Meloichel kaloilon kulo bechvoidecho. Veinosel kaloretz biikorecho veyede kol pol kiyatu baaltoi. Veyoven kol yetzior kiyato yetzartoi. במלכה שמיים, בביאז גויל צדק, במהירו ויומנו, אמן.